painful. Okay, Rabotai. I'm sure you're very intrigued by these Rashis and Sifseis and the Chizkuni, what they're talking about. That's what we'll try to address. The Pasuk says, Hashem responds to him, talks to Moshe, tells him, the Klai Yisrael made this Egel, Hazov. Roi says, Amazeh, I've seen this nation. Am Kshi Orefu, let me go. Don't bother me. I will destroy them. I'll make you the great nation. Aicham Moshe, Smashim Alkov, Ayomer, Lama Hashem, Yechreab Chob Amecha, why should Hashem be angry with your people? Which took out Mitzrayim, B'chol Kodu B'chol Chazok. That's the Psukim. Very famous Psukim. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Lom Hashem, why? And as the Pasuk says, why should Hashem get angry? Obviously, what do you mean, why is he getting angry? Says, Kum, says Rashi, what Moshe Rabbeinu meant was, Kum Miskane, El Chacham B'chacham, Gibor B'gibor. I just switch over to Sifsei for a second. Rashi explains the Rashi over here, the Kushal Rashi. What's Rashi trying to explain? Isn't, doesn't Hashem have a good reason to go ahead and be angry at them because they made the ego? What's he saying? Why should Hashem get angry? What do you mean, why? Well, Hashem get angry because they made the ego. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu's taina? So to that, Elohi Amar Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kum Miskanei, as Rashi says, Kum Miskanei, El Chacham, Chacham, Gibor, Begibor. You know, what are you angry about? You know, people don't get angry at people who are much lower than them. You know, if I have a chacham, another chacham, competition, how come you did this to me? You know, but a little guy, a little kid comes over and it's a chutzpah to me. I'm not gonna get angry at him. It doesn't pay. It's not b'chavidik. I'm not threatened. I don't care what he says. It's only a chacham, b'chacham, a competition, someone on my level. That's what you get angry at. If he does something to you, which is not appropriate, not nice, it's rebellious, it's chutzpahnik, you get angry at the person. But someone who's a little lowlife, who's no shaykhus to me, I'm threatened by him. I don't get angry about that. People don't get angry for that reason. Only chacham, chacham, begibor, begibor. Another one strong guy. Another strong person. That's what he's saying. Still got a mother. Like what's the reason? I mean, the mice they sinned. Like what's Rashi answering over here? Chai so sin. They built an ego, and it's I'm upset at you. How can you do such a terrible thing? There's good reason to have a tainus. So exactly what Rashi's answering is not clear to me yet. Hopefully, it'll become clear soon. Says the Chizkuni, Lama Hashem Yerachapcha B'amecha, he gives no pshat, Afal Pisha Osu, Masha Osu. They did something terrible, you're right, they did something which they did. Eino Chola Hafsid B'shoa Kal Kai Gio Satovo Shosi Solohem. Right, they should not, you shouldn't lose, you spend so much effort, time, B'shoa Kal Kai Gio Satovo, you did so much good to them, chesed for them, Ten Makas, Sukriyas Yamsuf, gave the Torah, everything, food, the whole business. You were your guest so much for Klal Yisrael. You don't want to lose that. Come on, be smart. And the other thing, Odromo Yomar Mitzrim, other factors also, other tainers, the Mitzrim will say that you took them out, you couldn't handle it. But Matas was Shuas Aval, so okay. Both say, the same problem with you also. The last two are good tainers, right? Hey, Hashem, he tells them, you know, what are you going to tell? It looks very bad. You know, Gabi Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim will say, you couldn't do anything. Could bring him into Eretz Yisrael. What about the Shavuos Avos? Fine, but what's this other thing? You shouldn't lose. Well, you work so hard. Nebuch, I feel bad for Hashem. He took about Mitzrayim, made all the Nisa, made all the special, you know, efforts that went into it. You know, Nebuch, I feel so bad. You worked so hard, Hashem, spent so much time, and now, a disaster. Your people rebelled against you. And they don't deserve to take it in. You have to just, all the time was lost and wasted. I both say, what's the time? I mean, that's why Hashem should get angry at them. They deserve to be punished, that's all. They did something terrible, they rebelled against Hashem, threw away Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever the Peshat is, whatever the Peshat, different Peshat, the monks have shown them what the Avera was, whatever it was, something which is Roy for Kriya. They deserve to be killed, to be wiped out. As well, what do you, come on, you, all the time you went, it sounds like a very emotional type thing, like, you know, oh, I feel so bad, you'll feel bad, you wait. They deserve to be killed. What's he saying? The most I think Pshat is over here, my humble opinion, I think Pshat is, I forgot to put the Rashi on, I'm sorry, I both said the Rashi right before, on this pasuk, on the pasuk Yud, I think it is. I'll just read it to you. Hold on. Sorry about that, but it's a famous Rashi. You all know it. You don't need it. I know it by heart. Says Rashi, Hanichali, right? The pasuk Yud, the pasuk that we just mentioned before. Says, leave me go. Don't bother me. Says Rashi, Edayin lo shamanu shispa Moshe aleihem. Right, Rashi said, what's going on? There was no tefillah yet. So what's saying Hanichali? You know, don't bother me. Don't talk to me. There was no conversation. There was no tefillah. He was trying to get the message across to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's totally on you. You should know something. Right? That if you daven for them, that's the key, that's the answer. Daven for them. To which Moshe proceeded to daven. Echal Moshe. Hashem saw Moshe started davening. These were tefillos are both. Whatever these tanyas are, these were tefillos. That answers everything, right? Everything's explained that, right? So I think Shabbosi is very, very, very important to understand that they're here. All the Gedolim, the Bali Musar, all the Rishonim, Achronim, they'll talk about what's the power of Tefillah. Tefillah means that a person goes as Machmir himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. I know you're in charge, you're the one I should speak to, you're the doctor, you're the Rofei Kol Basar, you're the Mefarnes, whatever it is, whatever you're asking for. I come to you. I'm trying to emargish that you're the source of everything. Everything, whatever happens to me, whether it's safety, whether it's security, whether it's parnasa, whether it's health, whatever it might be, brains, thought, whatever it might be, it's all biyadcha, it's all in your hands. And when you dive into Hashem, you ask him, that number one symbolizes, indicates, and is mechadesh, mechazik rather, mechazik your strength and your belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you, when you talk to someone and say, hey, please help me out, obviously you have to believe that he's the source. That's what the power of tefillos are both, that I'm machniyah myself. For that reason, I think that explains everything over here, I think. You don't need a very strong logical argument to convince Hashem, be mochalas, you know, answer my tefillos. Avad, the stronger the better, 100%. We have some tainus that, you know, some good tainus, so let's bring it forth. But maybe it's, I guess the way it works is like, it's all like emotional. It's like, you know, maybe the getter, I don't know, it's hard to know what the getter is. Maybe the getter is, you know, how would you talk to your friend? How would you talk to another human being? You try to get on the emotional side. But Hashem is not emotional. It's not, well, you know, you're wasting your time. Hashem, you're the one in charge. Why are you doing this? You know, it's, you know, everything will go out the window. I know it's not hard for you, but you know, it's like, it's not, you know, use some seichel, emotional seichel. As long as what you're accomplishing is that you're being machniah yourself and you recognize, you're indicating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, obviously you can't say something stupid, right? You can't say, well, Hashem, I had pizza for lunch, so please imocho them, right? That doesn't make sense. That's not going to work. But say something which is like an emotional type thing, which maybe, you know, you talk to an emotional person, you know, come, what are you doing? You're wasting your time. He's not a chacham. What are you angry? What do you want to be angry? Because the guy is an oyster, the guy rebelled against me. I know, but, you know, people don't get upset at that. Of course people do, and they should be, and maybe they shouldn't be jealous, but, you know, I have kindness to them. But you're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're showing Hashem, you're in charge, and please, it's in your hands, everything's biyadcha. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, it's biyadcha to daven for them, to daven for them. What does tefillah entail? It doesn't have to be the most logical thing and the most pressing time in the world. As long as you be mispal, you're machdiya, and you indicate to yourself and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's in charge. That Rabbeinu says the power of tefillah over here. How powerful is it over here? It was powerful enough to go ahead and overturn the terrible gzeira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to wipe them all out. Clear. Hashem says, listen, I'll do Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't need all you guys. Goodbye, have a good day. You don't deserve to be alive. Even over here, such a powerful judgment was against them to destroy them all. Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't do it. You know, it's not even Hilchas Sam Ches. It's like almost like a crazy taina, but it's an emotional taina. Like, you know, like, come on, he's not on your level. He's not a chacham. He's not a gibor. What are you getting upset about? What do you mean? Why am I getting upset? That's the Sifsei's kasha, Rashi's kasha. What's going on? I know, but Hashem, come on, it doesn't make sense. What are you getting angry for? And you lose all the efforts you put in, and it's not around, and you wasted time and disappointment. That are both says we have to be makir. That's how we do tefillah, and that's how powerful tefillah is. The more we absorb within ourselves the appreciation, the recognition, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and express it to Hashem, and show Hashem, this is what I believe in, I'm working on, trying to become better and better in tefillah. That's the koach of tefillah, both say.
Moshe just stand up without saying anything, excuse me, it wouldn't work.
What?
What if he just stand up?
What?
Why does he need a statement for?
What's he gave? Right. Something. It's excess. It's more. It's more.
Why is it more?
Like I said, the more. The more.